come dine with me was a way of life in the Roman world, far more than we can imagine. When a Roman man left his house in the morning to go about his business, his top priority was to secure an invitation to dinner. Unless, of course, he was giving a dinner himself, in which case he didn't need an invitation, he was issuing the invitations. And when I say he, I use the word advisedly, because what I say does not include women, children, or slaves, who socially did not count in the Roman world. So he went out to get himself an invitation to dinner. And if by the end of the day he hadn't got an invitation to dinner, that was a major kind of problem. And rather than go home and eat by himself, he'd go to a fast food bar and get a snack of oysters or something like that. You didn't if you were a Roman adult male or an adult male in one of the provinces of the Roman world. Go home to eat with your family. That was not how it worked. And when you did give a dinner party or sit at dinner, you sat in a very formal and regulated way. I had half a thought about trying to mock up a Roman dining room behind me, but there wasn't quite room to do it. But if you could imagine three couches here, one, two, three, and three couches here, and three couches here, and they're arranged in a sort of open three sides of a square, that was the way that dinner was laid out. And here was the most important of the couches. It was the front row, if you like. And there would typically be three people, might be four people, on the couch system next to each other, one, two, three, four. And then you'd have one, two, three, four along here, and one, two, three, four along here. And that was the host, and this was the least important of the guests. And where you sat was a matter of carefully graded hierarchy. Now, these dining rules were well known throughout the Roman world, and even among the Jews, who were always somewhat different among the Roman provinces, people did dine according to Roman rules. Very interestingly, they dined, and we know this, according to Roman rules, in a small town very close to Nazareth. It's called Sepphoris. And one of the extraordinary developments of New Testament archaeology in the last 20, 25 years has been the excavation at Sepphoris, which has brought to light Roman-style houses occupied by wealthy Jews with mosaic floors that clearly indicate the seating arrangements for a triclinium. And it's overwhelmingly probable that Jesus' father, Joseph of Nazareth, who was not simply a carpenter but a builder, would have done a lot of building work at Sepphoris. It's actually pretty likely that the young Jesus went with his father to help him in the work at Sepphoris. So this world of Roman dining is completely familiar to Jesus and his contemporaries. And it's the background, of course, to this morning's gospel. When you're invited to dinner, don't sit over here next to the host, because somebody more important may turn up, and the host may move you, and then it'd be rather a disgrace to have to leave the first couch to go and sit on the second, or even worse, the third.